Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we take a closer look at A Walk in the Woods by Bill Bryson. First published in 1997, this delightful book is part memoir, part tribute to the great outdoors. The narrative follows Bryson and his humorous, often ill-prepared travel companion Stephen Katz as they attempt to tackle the Appalachian Trail. Stretching from Georgia to Maine, this formidable trail offers the duo endless challenges and equally boundless humor. Through witty prose and keen observations, Bryson not only recounts the physical demands of their journey, but also thoughtfully comments on the ecology, wildlife, and geological history that define the regions along the trail. Bill Bryson, an Anglo-American writer renowned for his unique blend of humor and keen insight in the travel and memoir genres, brings his signature style to every page. With best-selling titles like Notes from a Small Island and In a Sunburned Country, Bryson has captured the hearts of readers around the globe. He was born in Iowa, spent many years in the United Kingdom, and now resides in Hanover, New Hampshire. A Walk in the Woods is perfect for hiking enthusiasts, lovers of nature, and anyone who enjoys an engaging adventure story lined with laughter and learning. Tune in to explore the wild, witty, and wonderful world Bryson paints with his words in this unforgettable trek through one of America's most famous trails. A Walk in the Woods, Rediscovering America on the Appalachian Trail. Introduction. Discover the thrill of spontaneity and the call of the wild. Imagine stumbling upon the opportunity for an epic adventure just around the corner from your new home. That's exactly what happened to renowned author Bill Bryson shortly after he relocated to New Hampshire. He found himself mere steps away from the Appalachian Trail, one of the world's premier hiking routes. Spurred by an impulse, Bryson declared his intention to conquer this sprawling path, and he extended an invitation for companionship on this daunting journey. To his astonishment, his old school friend Stephen Katz answered the call. Embark on an exhilarating trek with Bryson as he navigates the Appalachian Trail, exploring the stunning vistas, diverse wildlife, rich cultures, and intricate ecosystems of America. However, as with any grand journey, Bryson encounters his share of obstacles and challenges that test his resolve and spirit. This story is a testament to the idea that the greatest adventures in life may begin with a simple, spontaneous decision. In this narrative, learn about the vast expanses of forest that cover the contiguous United States, the national park that is home to one-third of the world's mussel species, the ingenious tactics that trees use to protect themselves from predators and environmental threats. Journey with Bryson and discover how a single step can lead to the adventure of a lifetime. Part 1. Volunteers shape the historic Appalachian Trail into an adventurer's dream. When Bill Bryson decided he wanted to tackle the Appalachian Trail, he knew it wouldn't be a casual stroll. The trail, a hallmark of American hiking, starts in Georgia and extends all the way to Maine, weaving through diverse terrains including dense forests, rugged mountains, and expansive plains. Unlike ancient paths shaped by centuries of use, this trail is a modern creation, born from the vision of Benton Mackay, an American forester and conservationist, in 1921. Dreaming of a mammoth trail that would span approximately 1,200 miles, Mackay's idea initially seemed like a fantasy. It wasn't until Myron Avery stepped in that Mackay's dream began to morph into reality. Avery took the lead in mapping the route and organizing legions of volunteers from various hiking clubs to carve the trail into existence. By August 1937, their relentless efforts had not only realized the initial plan, but expanded it, pushing the trail's length to about 2,100 miles, although minor variations exist due to seasonal and construction-based rerouting. Even today, it's these dedicated volunteers who maintain and manage the trail, ensuring that it remains navigable and safe for hikers from around the globe. Despite its beauty and the romanticism of trekking across states, the Appalachian Trail presents formidable challenges even to the most seasoned hikers. The landscape fluctuates dramatically, from gentle ascents to steep climbs, with the highest peaks soaring to about 6,700 feet. These physical demands are compounded by the constant vigilance required to navigate around the wildlife, particularly bears. Bryson, during his preparation, discovered that although the fearsome grizzly bears are confined to regions like Yellowstone far from the trail, approximately 500,000 black bears roam the North American woods, including areas along the trail. Armed with knowledge and respect for the natural challenges he would face, Bryson felt prepared to embark on his epic journey, ready to experience both the harsh realities and the breathtaking beauty of the Appalachian Trail. Part 2. The vast, untapped forests of America and the paradoxical role of the U.S. Forest Service. In early March of 1996, Bill Bryson, alongside his childhood friend, Stephen Katz, embarked from Amicalola Falls State Park in Georgia, proceeding to the southern start of the Appalachian Trail at Springer Mountain. This initial segment of their journey plunged them deep into the expansive wilderness of the Chattahoochee Forest, a dense woodland that once sprawled across an astonishing 950 million acres. Though reduced significantly over time, the forest remains impressively vast and isolating, offering no glimpse of civilization such as public highways or towns for days. The United States is cloaked in nearly 728 million acres of forest, constituting about a third of the land in the 48 contiguous states. This massive woodland territory is largely under the custody of the federal government, with the U.S. Forest Service, an agency established in 1905, managing 191 million of these acres. Originally conceived as a guardian of the forests, the agency's role has evolved beyond mere conservation. Today, a significant portion of these forest lands are designated for multiple use, a policy that accommodates a range of activities that aren't always ecologically friendly. These forests witness oil and gas extraction, mining and timber logging, activities that seem at odds with the fundamental mission of forest conservation. Furthermore, the U.S. Forest Service dedicates a considerable amount of its resources to constructing roads, with 378,000 miles already slicing through the nation's forests and plans to add 580,000 more by mid-century. With the second largest number of road engineers of any government body globally, the agency's focus on infrastructure is evident. As Bryson and Katz made their way through the Appalachian Trail, encountering these roads intruding upon the natural landscape served as a stark reminder of the complex, often contradictory responsibilities shouldered by the U.S. Forest Service. The journey through the sprawling forests of America thus provided both a deep connection to the wild and a critical lens on the impact of human activities on these crucial ecosystems. Part 3. Braving the unpredictable elements on the Appalachian Trail. When Bill Bryson and Stephen Katz embarked on their Appalachian Trail adventure in early March, they were greeted not by the gentle warmth of spring, but by a lingering winter chill. The forest was eerily silent, devoid of the usual chirping birds and buzzing insects that herald the arrival of warmer seasons. As they advanced, Bryson consistently outpaced Katz, leaving both men to navigate the trail in relative isolation. Despite the unexpectedly temperate conditions, other hikers were scarce, and hours would pass without encountering a soul. Upon reaching North Carolina, the duo's challenges intensified with the weather taking a swift and harsh turn. They awoke one morning at Big Butt Mountain to find delicate snowflakes falling around them. By noon, those flakes had transformed into a relentless snowstorm, driven by fierce winds. Their path did not ascend directly up the mountain, but rather skirted its side along a precarious trail that at one stretch narrowed to a mere 15 inches. Flanked by the solid mass of the mountain on one side and a perilous 80-foot drop on the other, they tread carefully. The path was cluttered with rocks and roots, now obscured by fresh snow and hidden patches of slick ice. With visibility near zero in the blinding snowstorm and the path becoming increasingly treacherous, every step was fraught with danger. Over 2 grueling hours they advanced less than half a mile, battling the elements and their own mounting exhaustion. Finally, as the trail began to solidify underfoot, they pressed on without pause, driven by the need to find shelter and rest. At long last, they reached Big Spring Shelter, a site whose name promised the respite they so desperately needed. Here, they found a moment of peace amidst the storm, a truly hard-earned sanctuary after a day dominated by the harsh whims of nature on the Appalachian Trail. Part 4. Exploring the treasures and trials of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. Emerging from the challenges of snow-laden paths, Bill Bryson and Stephen Katz arrived in Tennessee, geared up to traverse the renowned Great Smoky Mountains National Park. Sprawling across 800 square miles, this magnificent park sits on the border between Tennessee and North Carolina and showcases an exceptional diversity of flora and fauna. The Appalachian Trail meanders through the Smokies for 71 miles, encompassing 16 soaring peaks, each rising above 6,000 feet, with Clingman's Dome marking the highest point at 6,643 feet. In this lush, mountainous terrain, over 1,500 varieties of wildflowers bloom wildly, and 2,000 species of fungi flourish alongside an astonishing 130 species of trees, more than the entirety of Europe. Notably, the park is a sanctuary for 67 mammalian species, including a robust population of 400 to 600 bears, and hosts 80 species of reptiles and amphibians. Among its unique residents are the 2-foot-long hellbender salamanders. The waters here are a global stronghold for mussels, harboring 1/3 of the world's varieties, 300 in total, with evocatively named species like the purple wartyback and the shiny pigtoe. Despite its natural richness, the Great Smoky Mountains National Park suffers from a disheartening neglect by the U.S. Park Service, rendering many of its unique habitats and species vulnerable or endangered. Over half of the park's mussel species are now classified as endangered, reflecting a dire oversight in conservation priorities. Adding to the park's tumultuous history, in 1957, the Park Service implemented a catastrophic ecological intervention, poisoning a creek to eliminate undesirable rainbow trout. This brutal act decimated tens of thousands of fish and extinguished 31 species from the creek, including the then undiscovered Smoky Madtom catfish. After spending 7 arduous days crossing the park, Bryson and Katz descended into Gatlinburg, a stark contrast with its rampant commercialism, characterized by an overabundance of fast food outlets, gift shops, and motels. However, the allure of a warm, dry bed was irresistible after their prolonged exposure to the elements. Refreshed by a short respite in civilization, they soon continued on their journey, leaving Tennessee behind as they headed towards Virginia, ready for the next chapter of their Appalachian adventure. Part 5. The Resilience and Vulnerability of the Appalachian Trail's Arboreal Wonders. As Bill Bryson meandered through the Appalachian Trail, he found himself captivated by the towering trees that stood as silent sentinels of the forest. His observations deepened his appreciation for these lofty beings, marveling at their ability to transport vast quantities of water from root to leaf through the intricate layers of phloem, cambium, and xylem located just beneath their bark. On sweltering days, Bryson noted, a single large tree could translocate hundreds of gallons of water to nourish its highest branches. The trees also showcased their natural defense mechanisms. For example, rubber trees exuded latex to deter predators, while others imbued their leaves with tannin, a substance caterpillars find particularly repulsive. However, even with such formidable defenses, the trees are not immune to every threat. Bryson recounted the tragic decimation of the Appalachian's chestnut trees in the early 20th century by the Endothia parasitica fungus, likely introduced through contaminated lumber from Asia. This blight obliterated what was once a quarter of the region's arboreal population, consuming the life-sustaining cambium cells of each chestnut tree it infested. Leaving the forest's tale of resilience and loss behind, Bryson and Katz's journey took them to Virginia, where they followed the 400-mile-long crest of the Blue Ridge Mountains. This narrow ridge, ranging between 1 to 2 miles in width, consistently held an elevation around 3,000 feet, offering them expansive views of Virginia's lush valleys to the west and rolling foothills dotted with farmsteads to the east. For days, the duo felt as if they had the trail to themselves, their solitude marked only by the occasional shelter, their simple meals of noodles, and the comforting weight of Snickers bars in their packs. Yet, as the silhouette of a distant town came into view, Bryson and Katz sensed that their journey was poised to shift once again, hinting at new experiences just over the horizon. Part 6, Shenandoah National Park, a haven for wildlife amidst challenges. Arriving in Waynesboro, Virginia, Bill Bryson and Stephen Katz experienced the car-centric American culture firsthand. When Bryson sought directions for a walk to the local Kmart to purchase insect repellent, he was met with incredulity. The notion of walking, even a mere mile, seemed foreign in a town conspicuously devoid of pedestrian pathways, a testament to the prevailing preference for driving in the U.S. Each week, the average American walks only 1.4 miles, a distance Bryson and Katz typically covered in just 20 minutes on the Appalachian Trail. This lifestyle starkly contrasts with that of some acquaintances of Bryson's, one who drives 600 yards to work and another a quarter mile to the gym. However, their interaction with Waynesboro was brief. Hailing a cab, they returned to the wilderness, entering the majestic Shenandoah National Park. Despite the panoramic beauty and the enjoyable trails, the park was visibly suffering from pollution and acid rain, which impaired visibility and devastated the trout population. Moreover, a lack of funding had left the overcrowded paths in disrepair, and many of the side trails were either closed or in a state of severe deterioration. Once a bustling site, Matthews Arm Campground had been permanently closed, and many other areas were only operational for a few months each year. Despite these adversities, Shenandoah remains a popular destination, drawing nearly 2 million visitors annually, attracted by its abundant wildlife and natural beauty. Bryson himself observed deer, an owl, numerous birds, squirrels, and a variety of insects. Amidst these challenges, the volunteers from the Potomac Appalachian Trail Club are diligently working to maintain the trails, including the stretch of the Appalachian Trail that runs through Shenandoah. Despite the issues he encountered, Bryson conceded that Shenandoah National Park might still be the most beautiful park he had visited, highlighting the persistent allure of America's natural landscapes, even when faced with human and environmental challenges. Part 7, Stepping Through History, Harper's Ferry, and the Echoes of the Civil War. After a fruitful stretch of hiking through the Shenandoah, Bill Bryson and Stephen Katz decided to conclude this phase of their journey in Front Royal. Located at the park's northern boundary, they planned to reunite in Maine months later to resume their expedition. Meanwhile, Bryson was eager to tackle several sections of the Appalachian Trail solo, aiming to explore segments in West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Vermont, and New Hampshire. Among his first stops was Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, a town steeped in the tumultuous history of the American Civil War. This small town gained fame in 1859 when abolitionist John Brown and his group of 21 followers seized the federal arsenal there in a daring attempt to initiate a widespread slave rebellion. Their plan was to distribute the arsenal's 100,000 rifles and vast ammunition supplies to slaves across the South. The uprising, however, was short-lived. President James Buchanan quickly dispatched Lieutenant Colonel Robert E. Lee, who remained a Union loyalist at that point, to quell the rebellion. Within minutes, Lee's forces had subdued Brown's insurgents and taken control of the arsenal. John Brown was captured, tried, and later executed by hanging. His death resonated deeply across the nation, heightening tensions to a fever pitch. In the North, he was hailed as a martyr for the abolitionist cause, while in the South, his actions stirred fears of similar insurgencies, prompting widespread arming among the Southern states. This reaction set the stage for the onset of the American Civil War. Absorbing the historical gravity of Harper's Ferry, Bryson felt the weight of the past as he prepared to continue northward to Pennsylvania. Unfortunately, the stretch of trail in Pennsylvania offered a stark contrast to the dramatic history of Harper's Ferry, with its 230-mile journey marked by a lackluster landscape devoid of national parks or inspiring vistas. Moreover, the trail was notoriously rocky, with hikers often negotiating awkwardly scattered stones, relics of the region's glacial past, which posed significant risks of accidents. This transition from the rich historical tapestry of Harper's Ferry to the challenging terrain of Pennsylvania highlighted the diverse experiences that the Appalachian Trail offers, weaving together significant moments in history with the raw, untamed challenges of the natural world. Part 8: The Enduring Saga of the Appalachian Mountains. From formation to erosion. Imagine a world where all continents are joined into a single colossal landmass, surrounded by an immense ocean. This was the reality more than a billion years ago when the supercontinent Pangaea, encircled by the ocean Panthalassa, dominated the Earth's landscape. The story of the Appalachian Mountains begins here, shaped by the relentless forces beneath the Earth's surface. The dynamic nature of Earth's mantle caused Pangaea to fracture and drift apart, setting the stage for multiple collisions among the emerging continents. It was during the third of such colossal encounters, around 470 million years ago, that the formation of the Appalachian Mountains commenced. Their development unfolded through three major mountain-building events, known as orogenies. The Taconic and Acadian orogenies primarily sculpted the northern parts of the Appalachian Range, while the Alleghenian orogeny was pivotal in forming the central and southern sections. However, mountain ranges once formed do not merely exist in stasis. They are subjected to incessant weathering and erosion, processes that inexorably wear them down. The Appalachian Mountains are no exception to this natural cycle. Geologist James Trefeil provides a stark illustration. A single mountain stream can carry away approximately 1,000 cubic feet of sediment each year. To put this in perspective, the formidable Mount Washington, with its 500,000 million cubic feet of mass, would be leveled by such erosion in about 500 million years. This gradual but persistent erosion is part of a recurring cycle of growth and decay that mountain ranges undergo. The Appalachians themselves have experienced this cycle twice and are currently diminishing at a rate of about 0.03 millimeters each year. A slow yet constant reminder of the impermanent nature of even the mightiest landscapes. With this deeper understanding of the geological drama that has shaped these mountains, we can appreciate the transient beauty of the Appalachian Trail as it weaves through these ancient hills, a path tread by countless feet over countless miles, each step a momentary imprint on the slowly shifting canvas of the earth. Now, let's continue our journey along the trail. Part 9: Navigating the Treacherous Terrain of the White Mountains. Bill Bryson, intent on accumulating more trail miles before his reunion with Stephen Katz, arranged for his wife to drop him off near Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Here, he planned to traverse the Berkshire Hills, a densely forested area of about 100,000 acres, rich in wildlife but significantly impacted by historical hunting practices. Among the casualties was the Carolina parakeet, extinct by 1914. Due largely to being hunted for its colorful feathers, used in fashionable hat decorations. After passing through Massachusetts and touching upon Vermont, Bryson prepared for one of the most daunting segments of the Appalachian Trail, the White Mountains of New Hampshire. For this leg, he was joined by Bill Abdu, a neighbor from Hanover. The White Mountains are notorious for their unpredictable weather, which can swiftly transition from benignly warm to dangerously cold and wet, posing serious risks of hypothermia. Hypothermia is particularly insidious because it often strikes not during extreme cold, but under seemingly mild conditions when hikers are unprepared. Symptoms start with lightheadedness, progressing to hallucinations, and in extreme cases, lead to a paradoxical undressing as the victim mistakenly feels overheated due to nerve damage. A tragic example occurred in 1990 with Richard Salinas in North Carolina. An experienced hiker, Salinas became disoriented due to the cold, leading to poor decision-making, including an attempt to cross a river, which ultimately led to his death. His belongings were found discarded nearby, and his body was later recovered from the Linville River. Bryson faced his own brush with hypothermia while attempting to ascend Mount Lafayette, which stands at 5,249 feet. The day began warm and sunny, but true to the region's reputation, the weather quickly deteriorated. Caught without extra clothing, Bryson experienced the initial stages of hypothermia, feeling cold and disoriented. Fortunately for him, the weather improved just as quickly as it had worsened, allowing him to recover enough to continue, shaken but safe. This harrowing experience underlined the volatile nature of the White Mountains and the critical importance of proper preparation and respect for the unpredictable elements when hiking in such challenging environments. Part 10. The Rigorous Journey Through Maine's 100-Mile Wilderness. As summer deepened into August, Bill Bryson and Stephen Katz reunited for another leg of their Appalachian Trail adventure, setting their sights on Mount Katahdin, the trail's northern terminus in Maine. Before them lay the formidable 100-Mile Wilderness, an arduous stretch of nearly 100 miles that promised isolation and raw, untamed nature with virtually no signs of civilization. Embarking on this leg meant meticulous preparation. There would be no resupply points for the entire section. Both men loaded their backpacks with all the essentials, food, clothing, and gear, understanding the challenges ahead. However, the reality of the trek's demands hit them early on. Overwhelmed by the weight, Katz made a rash decision on the first day, discarding much of his gear, including his water bottle, a move that would soon complicate their journey. A few days into the wilderness, as they ascended Barren Mountain, the duo realized their water supplies were dwindling. Bryson decided to push ahead to Cloud Pond to refill their bottles while Katz rested. The plan was for Katz to follow, but when Bryson reached the pond and waited, his friend failed to appear. Concerned for Katz, Bryson retraced his steps as night began to fall, but found no trace of his companion. He returned to the pond, camped for the night, and resumed his search at dawn. Finally, he found Katz nonchalantly sitting on a log, smoking a cigarette along the trail. Katz had missed the turn for the pond entirely and, after realizing his mistake, opted to wait on the trail, hoping Bryson would find him. The ordeal was a stark reminder of the wilderness's unforgiving nature and tested their limits. Both emotionally and physically drained, they conceded that reaching Mount Katahdin was beyond their current resolve. Although they didn't complete the trail as intended, the journey through the vast stretches of the Appalachian Trail was a monumental achievement in itself, leaving them with no regrets, but a rich tapestry of memories and experiences. Their ambitious trek through some of the most challenging parts of the trail was an accomplishment worthy of pride. Final summary. The Appalachian Trail offers an epic journey that challenges and rewards in equal measure. Stretching over 2,000 miles, it hosts a myriad of both natural and man-made obstacles that test the mettle of even the most seasoned hikers. As daunting as these challenges can be, the trail provides unparalleled opportunities to immerse oneself in the breathtaking beauty of the American wilderness. From the densely forested slopes of the Great Smoky Mountains to the rugged peaks of the White Mountains, the trail weaves through a diverse tapestry of ecosystems. Each step along this storied path offers hikers encounters with a rich array of flora and fauna that underscores the vibrancy of North American natural life. More than just a physical journey, traversing the Appalachian Trail is a voyage through the cultural and historical landscapes of the United States. As the trail cuts across numerous states, hikers experience firsthand the historical sites and stories that have shaped the nation. From profound Civil War landmarks like Harper's Ferry to the stoic beauty of Maine's 100-mile wilderness, every segment of the trail tells part of a larger American narrative. The Appalachian Trail is not merely a hike. It is an exploration of the very essence of North America's environmental majesty and historical depth, making every step, every vista, and every challenge profoundly worth it. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.